Good morning, Rikim Chayotim, Hilchas Shabbos, Klal Beis, and we learned Siman Gimel, and we mentioned the concept of what's known as Grufa Ketuma, which means putting some form of a blech, some, for our purposes, putting a blech. Now, the Gemara has a machlokes. All this we've been discussing, we mentioned the difference between Ashkenazim and Sephardim, is really rooted in the Gemara. The Gemara is a machlokes between the Chachamim and Chananya. If a person is allowed to leave the food on the kira, on the stove, without being garif or katim, assuming that it's cooked kemacho ben drusoy, the point that it's edible. According to one opinion, we say, that's good enough. The second opinion says, no, it has to be fully cooked, and it's not enough that it should be kemacho ben drusoy. And even if it's fully cooked, certain foods, even when they're fully cooked, a person can serve a chum on Friday night, and it's fully edible, a person will be comfortable serving it with to guests, etc., it's fully cooked. But that being said, a cholent Shabbos morning, which cooks many more hours, tastes even better. So that's known in the halacha as mitstamik v'yafoloi. So even if it's fully cooked, that's not sufficient. It's still, there's a concern a person might come to rake the coals. Until it reaches a point where if you rake the coals, the food would burn and be not tasty, which would be mitstamik v'ralo. It will reach the point that it will start to overcook and become bad. So that person will not be tempted to stir the coals. But till it reaches that stage, we are concerned about the person stirring the coals, and the only solution is grufa ketuma, removing the coals or covering the coals. How do we paskin? The Rif and the Rambam paskin like the opinion of the Chachamim that we have a concern up to the point of mitstamik raloi. And the only way a person can leave food going to the Shabbos is if it's mitzvah for raloi or grufa ketuma. However, the Rosh and the Ramah following the Rosh paskins that it is sufficient to have it reach the stage of Michael ben Drusoy, the stage where it is cooked enough that it's edible, as usable as is, even though it's not really fully cooked. The language of the Rosh is not clear how to understand it. The Rosh says, brings the opinions, brings the Rif, says that we're more machmir. And he says, no, since Jews really enjoy earning Shabbos, and it's not always possible to do that, so let the Jews as it, leave them as is. Hanuk lem Yisrael, shadukim heim mitzvahs earning Shabbos. They are quite attached to the mitzvah of earning Shabbos. It wasn't a new thing that people like cholent, it's an old thing. So let them be. The Mishnah understands that means that the Rosh really agrees that one should be machmir in the chatchila and always have grufa ketuma. But we're not going to force that upon Klal Yisrael because they it's not always easy for them and they really want to have their geshmak of food for Shabbos. So according to the Mishnah, one should always have a blech. So the example that we gave of leaving a pot on the fire on an open flame, since the food is already cooked, one third or one half, it's reached Michael ben Drusoy, it would not be true the Chatzchila according to the Mishnah Berurah. However, the Chazon Ish disagrees and says that the Rosh is pasking halacha l'maisa, that there's no need for a grufa ketuma for the purposes of Shehiyah. I do want to point out, for the purposes of chazara, of returning the food, everybody holds you need grufa ketuma. This is only a discussion in regards to shehiyah. I'm leaving the food there, and I plan to take it off, and use it for the meal, and not put it back on the fire. So, for those purposes, for the purposes of shehiyah, it is going to be sufficient to, according to the Chazon Ish, if it's reached the point where it's considered usable as is, partially cooked, one does not need to leave a blech. The Chayorim is following the opinion, that same opinion as well. He understands that the Ramah is passing halacha l'maisa, and there's no need to be machmer. But according to Mishnah Berurah, one should be machmer and always have a blech. This would be relevant leaving food on top of the stove. This would be relevant leaving food in a crock pot. And theoretically, we have to discuss what about leaving food in an oven. All of those scenarios need to be clarified, B'ezras Hashem, as we go along. Have a good day.